don't have to throw your life away into the endless slumber of that. Please. Don't fear me, poor boy. I have no intention of wreaking harm upon you. You have suffered way too much already. Please, leave the robe where it is. Closer to you. Don't worry. Please. I carry no weapon on my body. And besides, I am visible only to you. I know that you have many questions for me, but please, let me bring you to my house. It's into a cavern. Not too far distant from here. Please. I don't want for you to suffer any longer. Thank you for having chosen to trust me, young boy. My house is not too far away from here, but please, feel free to cling onto me if you ever feel too cold here out in the forest. Even if I can't feel the cold anymore, my body is still warm enough to help you from freezing to death. What is it? Are you not feeling? Oh dear, poor innocent child. Your feet are all filled with cuts and bruises. I am so sorry to not have seen it before. Here. Here. Hop into my arms. I will carry you to my home from now on, okay? Poor child. Don't worry. You can hug me as tight as you need to. Shh. Shh. Just cry onto my chest. Let all those painful thoughts flow out of your heart. Know how much you had to endure till now. Working hard each and every day just to be used as a scapegoat for all the calamities that fall upon your village. Being banished from the village and dishonored by your own family because they didn't want to share their food with too many people. But don't worry. I am here now, and I will take care of you. Here, let me open the door. While I go and take a cup of warm soup. Here, please, eat as much as you need to. You have been neglected for far too long, poor thing. I hope you like it. Poor little child. How do you? Oh, such a poor innocent thing. Here, let me embrace you. It's okay. Shh. Shh. I know that your parents never hugged you a single time. Let me give you all the love and comfort that a girl is capable of giving. Just bury yourself into me. Let me be the loving mother you never had. Magic to heal the plants and the fields. Despite me never harming a single person, they sent me to live in the forest alone. And after many years of struggle, loneliness, and despair, I took a rope and hanged myself on the same tree you were about to end your life a few hours ago. Yes, I am not human anymore. I am a banshee, a monster girl. Oh, the crying princess? What is it? The people of your village say that there was the ghost of a dead princess that helped the lost children get out of the forest. Oh, I am no princess, but yes, I have guided many people out of this immense forest. Why am I crying, you ask? These are not tears of sadness, but of joy. Us banshees cry when we are able to make the other smile. And your smile right now, such a heartwarming smile you have. What is it? You would like to stay here and live with me? Of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. single day. Here. Look. Even if I'm not proper human anymore, I can still bear children. Even if I died a virgin. You know how painful it is to be left alone. We both know. Let's begin a family of true happiness and love. Full of children that are treated as the most important thing in the entire world. Sweet dream.
Mm-hmm.